Hey y'all, it's your girl's my sister. Yes, it's me. I am back. It's been a minute, but baby, it's going so much going on in this world right now. Oh my God, where could we begin? But today, I'm just doing a quick comeback video, and I want to say I miss y'all, I love y'all, and it's time for us to make some moves. For real, for real. Now, I am still going to stick with my content, which is really basically my social commentary on what's going on. I'll probably start doing that on Fridays. On Wednesdays, I'm going to get back to my hump day healing, where I'm going to talk about intergenerational trauma and some of the stuff we need to start talking about in order to heal ourselves, in order for us to get healthy. And today, Monday, I think I'm gonna start calling it Blue Monday. See, I got my blue hair on today, yes. But instead of being Blue Monday in the sad sense, I'm talking about Blue Monday like uplifting. Because we need it. I've been going through a whole bunch of stuff, but I've been working on myself. I've been working on my generational trauma. I am really trying to get where I need to be in order to do the work that I feel I have been put on this earth to do. Now, flash update, new announcement. I am starting a think tank. Okay. Like I said, I've said a million times, we talking too damn much. Okay, y'all know I like to talk about, I ain't talking about that. But when are we gonna start talking about some issues and some things and getting some scholarship and look at our scholars and ancestors and what they passed on to us and use it to solve our modern day problems? Nothing is new under the sun. Everything has been talked about, looked at, studied, or whatever. And what do? We'd rather sit here and talk about Keke Palmer and her man. Ain't got a damn thing to do with you, but I've been on TikTok. I done damn near got cussed out by a brother. You don't need to speak before a man speaks. I'm sitting up here like, is this the Flintstones? What the hell? Okay, kick rocks. Okay, I am not used to no man talking me crazy like that. And y'all can blame everything on a black woman's mouth. Well, your mouth is what gets you in trouble. If you any kind of man, and if you any kind of way got your shit together, it should be nothing I could say to you that would trigger you like that. And that's what I'm working on within myself. Always. And when y'all will see, when I start doing these intergenerational trauma healing lessons, you always start with yourself. Quit pointing your finger. Because my mother always says, when you point it, three point back at you. Whatever's going on, whatever's doing, you should need to calm yourself down. Think about you, what part you playing in it, and how you can react and deal with yourself. Now, God always will put you in a situation over and over until you get it right. Okay, I can bear witness to that. I also had a TikTok live that I went on when this young lady said, what did all your generation march for? Y'all didn't do shit. You didn't help nothing. You didn't. And then she went on to talk about Martin Luther King. He ain't too shitty. Y'all, like I told you, I'm trying to work on myself. But baby, I hit the ceiling and went splat because basically I've got to learn to not let an ignorant, stupid fool push my buttons like that. And the reason why I pushed my buttons, I had a breakthrough that my elders helping me with, in the sense that I took that personally, in the sense of not only all the work and stuff that I've done over the years, and I'm not a so-called pacifist or a nonviolent person. I didn't agree with King's tactics, but that's all they had at the time. And the bottom line is the man gave his life. Okay? Ain't none of these punk ass people out here running their damn mouth then gave up shit. And then when I flipped the script on her and asked her what she's doing for the liberation of black people on a daily, she changed the subject. So right then and there, I should have been cool, calm, and collected, but she took me there. Okay, I went there and I drove and I called out her name and then I apologized because I should have my shit together enough that I wouldn't let nobody's ignorant ass statement like that trigger me. But I guess what my thing is with some of these young people, they ain't never had to go through shit and deal with shit. So then therefore they do not respect their ancestors and who all went before them and then pay homage to their ancestors and to their elders. Now, there are a lot of young people that do. Please don't take me wrong. But there is some of the most ignorant, stupid people walking around breathing air that I have ever seen in my life. Okay? But we've got to move past those, and all of us of like minds have got to get together and think our way through what's going on and solve it. Because we can solve problems. If we can build pyramids, we can solve problems. And we need to stop pointing here, black men, you this, black woman, you this, young people ain't shit, old people ain't shit, da 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 da. We got all this shit going on when we need to be focusing on what's going on. Because this world is moving straight along and they don't give a damn, and it will rid itself of us if it has to. Trust and believe that. Because with this global warming, y'all already see. It's about to burn our ass up. And if anything, the one thing about having melanin, thank you, Jesus, the sun ain't tearing us up like it's gonna tear up you know who. And you know who don't know what to do. They trying to go to Mars. They trying to get their ass up out of this planet because they know they fucked it up and they gotta go somewhere. Okay, so y'all already know what time it is with that. But the sun is not kind to them, and for one time, having melanin is something they gonna wish they had before it's all over. Okay, and it's getting close, and that's what I want to say talk about in my upcoming commentary. Looking at all these things going on that we should address as a people, and how it is affecting us. Be it affirmative action. I already did a video on that where I said white people have had affirmative action forever. Always trying to do some anti-black, they think. My point is ending affirmative action when it comes to schools and education. Fuck it. Because it never worked for us that much anyway. Clarence, even though it worked for you, okay. We need to be going to our own damn schools because, unfortunately, a lot of black, historically black colleges is starting to get more white folks than us, and they're getting scholarships. What's wrong with that damn picture? Okay, so damn worrying about trying to get in Harvard and Princeton and Yale. And whatever good for you. Princeton tried to recruit me when I was in high school. Okay? I get it. But the thing is, we don't need to keep pushing ourselves back when we could be at our own school and create your own Harvard. It's just an institution. And with all the dumbass legacies they got walking around there, give me a break. Just really give me a break. And all these celebrities paying and buying for their kids to get in school. Y'all already know that's nothing new there. Like I said, affirmative action for white people, it's always been around. They always get in and get what they want. And all y'all Asians out there trying to jump in front and trying to act like you for the fight and you against affirmative action and whatever, and get in on your merit or whatever. Y'all may get in on your merit, but that when they done with you, they done with you. They only gonna let so many of y'all in, and then they gonna do their own damn thing. So don't think you ain't gonna get treated the same damn way. That arrogance has got to stop, because white people don't like you either. Let's get that correct, clear, crystal. Okay. So anyway, so what I was going coming back Mondays. I think, like I said, these blue Mondays, I want to say something positive. I know ain't nobody gonna be looking, because you know how folks are. If you try to come and say something positive or talk about the beauty of black folks, what we do right, ain't nobody looking at that. Now, if I got on here and was talking about Kiki, and she a trip, she a hoe, because she had that outfit on, and see, then her man got mad. But see, if he gonna get mad, he should have told her before she walked out the door while he was sitting there with that baby. You know, that was stupid for him to put all that stuff on the internet. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I get a gazillion views if I sit up here and I, oh girl, I knew him and he did blah blah blah, and see, he really gay. And y'all know every conspiracy, every bullshit. Oh, we good for that. But coming on here trying to teach and help us understand to build, it's like crickets. But that's okay, because I'm going to keep doing it, because there's somebody out there that thinks the way I do. And like I said, with this think tank that I am starting, go to the website. It is onyxthinktank.com. And that's Onyx, O-N-Y-X, thinktank.com. Go there, check out the site. I'm still working on it. It's going to get there. I'm going to get the research, because the first area of research I want to do is dealing with black male-female relationships. Because if we don't get that together, y'all, what's the point? If you can't build a family, which is the basic unit of any people, community, whatever, man, woman, and child, then what do you have? So that is the first thing that I'm going to worry about in the think tank. And what, as you will go see, I want to get the research done. So the solutions we come up with are going to be based on facts. Okay. And then therefore we will write a black paper. I'm not calling them white papers. I'm calling them black papers. So we can take the evidence-based solutions and talk about it and put it in from an academic sense and write it out and get it done and put it out there so people can read it. Okay. And then I'll have round tape where the community can come together and we can start talking about some of our solutions. I'm not going to have no naysayers coming in trying to disrupt or whatever. If you can't come in with a solution or ask a question that's going to lead to a solution, or you coming from that mindset, can't have it. Because we waste too much damn time arguing over stupid shit. And I can't handle it. Not another second. Okay? So I really hope you all, once again, will go to the website and fill out the volunteer form, because it's going to be a volunteer organization. That's what I want for us to do it, because we want to do it, not because somebody is paying you. You cannot get your freedom, your liberation, waiting on somebody to pay you to do it. Right? What? Your oppressor is going to take care of you and free you, but he's going to pay you to do it? I don't think so. So if you were serious and you're ready to do something and quit running your damn mouth and like that girl earlier I told you about that ain't going to bust a grape with a sledgehammer, then come on the site and sign up and let's see what we going to do. And I don't give a damn if I end up with three damn people. If we come together and do this and make some shit happen, that's all it's going to take. Okay, I'm not looking for nothing. I'm not looking to try to grift and make no money. I'm none of that. Y'all know me well enough. I've been around here putting content out for a minute. Okay, you can go on this page and go back and look at all the different videos, all the commentary, all the stuff that I've been doing for a long time. Okay? So I think my reputation is on point enough for you to know that I am serious and I'm ready to take care of some business. Okay? So I am happy to be back. Blue Mondays, I think I'm going to do, and it won't be uploaded this late next week, but I will do something, say something positive about what we're doing and what's getting done, and more than just Black history. And because most of the time, we think we only existed during the Civil Rights Movement, okay, and slavery, and maybe now BLM. And then that's about it. No, no, no. You got to get a better understanding of your people and who we really are. And maybe if you understand that, maybe if you can respect our brilliance, then maybe that's when you can start changing some things in your own life. Get your own brilliance together and manifesting. And then there you go. That's when we're going to be on our way. All right, so you all take care. I can't wait. This is getting ready to be good. And please go check out the website. Please share this video on your social media. Go like the video. Subscribe to my channel. I'm really going to get serious now about getting subscribers and really moving forward. And so we can get this done because time is of the essence. Okay, so hold tight. Peace and love, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for coming by the show today, and I really appreciate your support. I really hope I'm able to reach you and help you and give you some information or whatever. Or even if I piss you off, that is the point. At least you're thinking, you're feeling something, and that's exactly what I want the audience that follows me to do. I want you to feel and I want you to think. So thanks again for stopping by. The show now is on iTunes and Stitcher. It should be coming to Google Play and Spotify very soon. So please go there and give me a comment or a like or subscribe. And next month I'm going to do some type of promotion for everybody that leaves a review or whatever of the show on any of those venues. So please keep me in mind also to give any type of donation that you can afford. It takes time, it takes money, it takes everything to make this show possible, and I really want to keep it going for us so I can continue to be an independent voice that we need out here in this world today. So you can go to my website, smartsister.com, and there's a link to my Patreon page, or you can go directly to Patreon. That's patreon.com/smartsister, and you will find my page. And as I said, always feel free to give me any ideas for shows or any topic you'd like for me to address by emailing me at smartsistert@gmail.com. So anyway, thanks again, and I will see you next week. And remember, know thyself. Have a good one.